KSA, that's GT from ACA to C. Is that KGHZ? That's correct, Jerry. Just getting out of work. I gotta go to Menards and pick up my web purchase. Good morning, sir. It's been many years. How have you been? This is ACADC, Matt. AC8AC, KG8AZ. Pretty good. I found a deal. They show up on my email, on my phone. And I found a deal last week of a 400-watt inverter for $7. That deal is almost too good to be true. But a lot of the newer inverters are a little bit better. I remember, throughout the 90s and early 2000s, their inverters were really horrible. They were more of a pyrotechnic device than anything. But they finally figured out MOSFETs and how to keep from self-destruction.
Yeah, for this price, I thought I'd get it for Christmas presents. I know you only get one inverter. My son's got an F-150 pickup, and you only get one inverter in the back, and he's got two kids that are preteen, so at least they could get launch another one if they both want to do something or another with their laptops or something.
There you go. Been kind of busy nut here lately. Hopefully that'll calm down some. The head of too many projects. Still working on cars for a living. Not as lucrative as it used to be.
This WP, he was out doing FC8 POTA yesterday. Today's the last day for the first week of January award.
Yeah, I haven't been home long enough to even have the radio on. A little bit over the weekend, or a couple places. I guess QRZ's got a 250 contact deal going on this year. If you make 250 contacts, you can get some sort of banner. That's kind of neat. KF8FGT.
Go ahead, KG8HZ.
How'd you get out of the house so early, Matt? People were running around upstairs. Ended up spending the night at Rose's house. A little bit of club drama last night. But yeah, I don't know. I woke up at 5:30. I don't know what the deal was there. But good morning, Chad. Go ahead, Jerry. KG8HZ from AC8AC.
AC8AC, KG8HZ. I think that's a target I'm going to have to fixate on this year is to get my life membership for QRZ. So I'm going to have to work on that. I know you can make quarterly payments or something or another.
What is the QRZ thing? Basically one of the bigger ham radio
pages. You can go there and look up people's call signs, and people put their bios on there, the whole ball of wax. Something I haven't quite got you into yet. I'm getting you 1 foot at a time here. And yesterday, Jerry, he had me scratching my head for a minute and trying to remember the formula for doing the parallel resistors. I had to remember the common denominator and how to break it all down. Sitting there scratching my head going, I know this, I just can't. Something you don't use every day. I'll send you the website, Chad, and you can kind of mess around with it at your leisure. Jerry.
And my son would know that. I sent him to Eastern for 4 years, so he got into electronics and stuff. QRSN is a combination of a bunch of stuff. You can put your log book on there. They have swap and shop on the front page, and then you can dig deeper into it on back pages. There's some product you're looking for that didn't get sold. And let's see, what else they have? I don't know, people's personal pages, they could put pictures and they could put their bio on their webpage and a whole bunch of stuff on QRZ.com.
Yeah, I'll check it out. And then as long as I heard somebody say something about it, what's the POTA thing about? I know it's parked on the air. What is that? Go ahead, Jerry. You've been doing it for years.
Well, let's see. Am I still getting in? Because I'm at this viaduct.
Yep, no problem.
Okay, I'm stuck at the light here. It started in 2016. The league had a celebration of 100 years of the National Park System. And then in 2018, the hams had a hangover from the year-long event. And so privately they created a Parks on the Air website, and the thing blew up. Now there's Spain and Japan, China, just a whole handful of countries that are got parks. And but it all works through the internet. You have to have either on your phone or tablet or computer connected to the internet to look at the spotting page. And then like when I go activate a park, I log on to the spotting page, and I put down what frequency I'm on, what park, any mode that I'm running, and it gets posted on the spotter page, and the hunters come looking for you.
Oh, so it's a challenge or a fun event of sorts.
Pretty much. It's not a contest, but it's you're constantly trying to activate that park, stay king of the hill, and all that kind of stuff. And there's all kinds of awards they have. You can rove 5 parks and get a Rhino Award, I think. And then there's a 10 park award, 15. The Lion is the 25 parks in a 24-hour period.
Yeah, copy that. Sounds like something I'm going to learn later on in life. I'm still trying to figure out the basics, but it sounds interesting.
I'm here at the job site. I'm going to catch you guys a bit later. Good hearing you, Jerry. It's been a long time. Chad will catch up with you a bit later. KG, you got 8 dead. KS8FGT from AC8AC73.
AC8AC73, don't work too hard. Go ahead,
Ken. KS8FGT. Yeah, he's been schooling me. I drive him nuts probably because I'm studying for my general test and I can't quite get my head around some of it. World-class master tech, but some of that electric shit just, some of that electrical just kind of throws my head off. I don't think I have trouble with it, but he's been a good helper. He's been teaching me along, and he set up my mobile radio for me and stuff, so. He got me into it. He's going to help me along with it, right?
Oh, yeah, right, KG8HS. QRZ has, you have to look around, I forget where it is on their site, but they have tests that you can take. I did it way back in the 90s, where I went to a swamp and they had remember the swapping computer discs, the plastic one that was a kind of square disc thing?
Oh, yeah. I have an app I'm using, Ham Radio Prep or something like that, and it's actually, it works pretty good, but one of the things I told Matt yesterday is I don't know if I'm ever going to use the stuff that's on the test to build a radio on that level, because you guys started your interest in the hobby when you had to build everything probably, or, you know, custom build. Well, I'm starting in the hobby when I can just call up MrHamRadio.com and tell them what I want to do, and they'll just put it in a box and mail it to me. But I know it's all part of the test and part of the knowledge you got to know. So, but they have sample tests on that app, and I'm getting to where I pass with about 80% right now. So, I'm scheduled with Matt on the 31st to take the general test. So. I'm hoping to have it done. I don't know if I'll ever do amateur extra, but at least on general, I can get into HF.
Yeah, and you'd be able to work all the POTA stuff. Back in the early 90s, 89, I took the novice class in Trenton, and I couldn't get over the CW hump. Then in 91, I went back again and took the novice test, and I passed it. And I passed it both times on the theory, but I finally passed the code test. And then I think in 93, I went and did the CW 13 words a minute, like 9 different times I went. And I finally got 26 characters in a row in the middle of the conversation, and that was a minute a copy, and I passed. So the following month, I got my advanced, and then I said, well, I'm never going to get the extra because I'm never going to be able to pass the 20 words a minute. Let me get a minute. Then in 2000, they dropped the code requirement for the extra to 5 words a minute, so I studied up and I got the extra. But a lot of times I would go, like you're doing, I would go to a swap and I would buy a floppy disk and for any one of the licenses. And when I was starting to score 80%, then I go look for a test. So that's what I did back then. Yeah, and around 2000 I passed the extra, so. And I thought, yeah, I'll never have to look at the frequency chart because all the radios are locked, you know, for the band limits. And then POTA came along and, geez, I got to look at the frequency chart, find out where all the generals are at.
Yeah, I'm glad learning CW isn't on there anymore. I don't know if I could do that. I've used up a lot of my mental bandwidth on other stuff, and I don't know if I can learn Morse code or not anymore. maybe the basics, but I don't know. I might try it sometime, but we'll see. KS8FTT.
I'm not exactly in the electronics field either. I operate boilers and chillers for industrial equipment for Ford Motor Company. So it's just, all of this is kind of ancient to me too. But yeah, if you're up to 80% there in the general, yeah, go. You can do a walk-in test, or you're doing on the Skype or something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to do it in person there, Motor City Radio Club. I took my tech one in person, too, up to the Hazel Park Club, and I did all right with that. I tried to take the general there, but I missed way too many questions on that. So I kind of was hoping that I could get into math testing to do my technician, just, you know, so my buddy could say that he got me going, but it didn't work out that way. But that general, I'm hoping to get that general done. And I think Matt will be pretty proud of that, you know, getting me going. So, but I'll keep taking that practice test. I'll take it 2-3 times a day over the next, well, I don't know, what is that, 25 days away, and then I'll be all right. But a lot of it's muscle memory.
Whereabouts do you live?
I live in Lincoln Park. I work in Livonia. But I'm moving to Three Rivers on the other side of the state middle of next month, which is another challenge for me. I'm trying to find a link repeater system that will get me back over here, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. I just can't seem to find one, so I think, if I'm understanding this right, if I get my general license, I should be able to reach out and talk to Matt and you guys over here through HF.
That, and you can do it on the phone. I don't know. You'd have to talk to one of the other guys that's on here. I don't know how the phone thing is. I have EchoLink on my phone. And I know there's an All-Star as well, so either one of those would get you to one of the local systems.
Well, see, here's my questions or thoughts on that. If I'm going to do digital through the phone, then I'll just call you on the phone. But then what happens if the grid goes down, hypothetically, and I can't use that digital setup? So I'm a little confused on some of the digital. I did ask Matt the other day if there was a way to do digital from my mobile unit, but I don't really think I got a good answer that explained it to me, so...
Yeah, I had my power bumped yesterday, which I had to go around and reset a bunch of clocks. Probably missed a few of them. I don't know. It would have to be a pretty broad area that the cell service was out to where you couldn't access EchoLink or All-Star node, TGHHS.
Yes, you're not wrong, but, you know, a lot of things can happen over a couple hundred miles, so. All right, I've reached the establishment, so I got to go in here and do my part for 10 hours, so. Good talking to you. Glad to hear Matt this morning. I don't get to hear him very often. KF8FTT, 73.
Hey, 73, and, I was just curious where you lived. I live in Huron Township, south of the airport. So, but I'm familiar with Lincoln Park. Trying to get sheets to move into the old South Lincoln Park Sears Sears thing that they demolished, but I don't know. Allen Park, they shot them down, and it's got sheets out there by the airport, and it's great food. I don't know. I don't understand some of these communities. Anyways, I'll let you get to work. KG8HZ.
Well, I'll jump back in and say that one that they wanted to put in Allen Park was at a terrible intersection. That'd be really complicated and kind of clog things up right there. And at the old Sears store, they've already started building some stuff. There's a Chick-fil-A going in there, and they got another building going in. I don't know what that is, but they were talking one time about putting hotels in there, but they got enough places for hookers to hide. So. All right, I got to go make a dollar. Talk to you later, man.
Thanks for the input. KQ8HZ.
At 8 BBF. At 8 BBF. Yep.
KQ8HZ Mobile.
KJL.
Over here with the new call, N8ROZ, where are you heading?
Something to do. I just took the
Hey,
well, you know, it's a little bit, you gotta put this here, you gotta put that there, don't put that there.
Yeah, roger on that one. Yeah, I'm just out, running to Harbor Freight. I'm picking up some stuff to do POTA.
I see, I went out there a couple of months and I picked up that, you know, that case. They got a case there, you know, it's a plastic case. You put the battery there for that FH-710. So I got that one from them and I ordered another cable and it came in. So I'm all set.
Yeah, good deal. That's what I, that's exactly what I just picked up was a, one of those Apache, hard cases with the foam inside there so I can, cut it out for my, my rig to go in there, over.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's nice to have, you know. It's a, mine is a plastic, that's where I put the battery. I bought the battery on Amazon, whatever Captain Don was saying. Get that battery, and I did.
Yeah, I'm trying to get everything lined up here. I bought a half-wave NFED antenna. It's called spool antenna, and my buddy's using that quite often and had really good success, so I could throw that up and do all the bands and not have to worry about you know, like a hamstick changing the stick every different band, over.
Yeah, I hear you saying. Well, now we gotta wait till summer to see what else you need out there. I have that 10 meter. I was on 10 meter this morning. I picked up about 6 people on 10 meter this morning from a different world. So then I shut it down. Say, I gotta go out and eat breakfast.
You mean you're talking to people in different countries, not different worlds, Jack?
I like to joke. I like to make you laugh a little bit. Now you're okay, go easier. Roger.
Jack, you never cease to amaze me. You always make me laugh. That's why I like you, my friend.
Yeah, what else in this world, not, you know, it's be bound to make you laugh. You know, when you get old, that's what's happening.
Yeah, you're 100% right on that. Yep, there ain't no sense of getting mad and being upset when you can be happy and be positive, right?
I've been busy really for the past 3 days trying to find a car. I've been a pickup truck. And it's a little bit hard. This guy wants this much and that guy wants this much. And you know, just like a yo-yo going on. So that's why. Now I gotta drive all the way to 10 Mile and the Vandag today.
Okay, well, WDKLL for ID. Hopefully you you find somebody who wants to work with you. You'd think people after the first of the year wanting to start to sell some cars and move some product.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But, you know, don't forget that car show coming up in January. You know, then a lot of them, I talked to a few people out there that said, you got to hold on after the... not the car show, it might be a little bit reasonable price out there.
Yeah, hopefully that's the case. Like I told you the other day, it's funny, I never had to purchase a car my entire life because I've been lucky enough to have a company car, and once I left, was getting ready to leave, I ended up buying one of my company cars. And that was it. So I haven't had to buy a car in 40 years.
Oh, that's good. All right, Greg. Good talking to you. I'll listen out after the final. KFA-DRC. We'll talk again.
Okay, Jack, good luck on that car. Hopefully they get you in a nice one. KFA-DRC from WD8KLL. We'll be clear.
Detroit Rock City.
Sir, that's me.
What's the other prefix?
Hey, get that. Come on back again.
What is it? KCA Rock City? I mean, it ain't, whatever. What is it?
Oh, I don't know what you're saying, sir, but it's a KFA-DRC.
That's what I wanted to hear. KFA-DRC. Okay. Well, hello, dear. I've heard you around there. I've heard you on the link system and stuff like that too. So, but I had no idea that you were so brand new there, Roger.
Can't get your call sign. No, I had a another month. I'll be a year old.
Wow. you had your license almost a year and you're KFA. Okay.
What is your personal name? My name is Jack, J-A-C-K.
This is N-A-W. I heard you on the link, General Motor Link before there.
All right, good talking to you. I got to do some housework here, move the things around. So we'll talk later. KFA-DRC.
All right, KFA-DRC. Take care. N-A-W-G-L-A.
Hey, Jack.
That station doesn't have tone generally when it comes on, so it's probably just a temperature inversion band opening. ADU suggest.
KA-RUH to W8FU. Sean, you monitoring over here?
Uh-huh. What's up?
Not much. Did you hear me? I tried replying to you on P25. Maybe you didn't. I wasn't getting in. I don't know.
Huh. Let me check my volume. Nope, not that. Didn't hear you.
All right. Well, I'm at 11 in Stevenson. I was right by those high walls on the expressway. There's a chance I just wasn't making it in.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. You either got to get downtown or Mount Clemens. So, and with just a rubber duck and a handheld, there's a good chance you did. But you heard it well, eh?
I did. Yeah, it's, I can hear it well, but I found, you know, not at home, but a lot of times if I get over on this side of town, I'm not able to get in, specifically when I'm inside my car and on the handheld, so, which kind of makes sense. You know, if I could find a mag mount antenna that would hook to the HT, it'd probably make a big difference.
Right. Well, I've got a really nice VHF antenna at about 200 that's just received. I should talk to TJ about putting another receiver on that machine. That would give him Detroit, Warren, and Mount Clemens. And then, if he wants to consider putting one even further, so that might be helpful on that side of the house. And it seems like more of those are coming up 8V than anything.
More coverage is always better. Did you get a chance, I don't know if it was even on your plan, but this morning you were talking about loading that new firmware on a 7000. Did you get a chance to play with that at all today?
No, it was, there was a bunch of other stuff I had to do. It was pretty packed day, and any spare time I had, I spent on something else. It's, I don't know, one of these days coming. It ain't going to be probably necessarily this week, but first available opportunity, I'll probably get one done up.
Cool, that's kind of what I figured, but couldn't hurt to ask. You know, we talked about it this morning, and crazier things happen, right? You get to playing with stuff, and suddenly you're testing it out. So that's cool. Yeah, I mean, no rush. It'll just be fun to know.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal to do. So really, just gotta think of it, really. But the Broadcastify feed for the Mecca went out. I noticed it yesterday, and so I was what little extra spare time I had, I was troubleshooting that. Ended up losing a power supply for the Pi that node is running on. I got a node. That's all it does. It's radioless. All its mission in life is to just hang off of the Mecca and send the audio to Broadcastify. That's all it does. And the power supply gave up the ghost in it. So a little bit of time I had, I was working on that, trying to figure out what was wrong with it.
Well, the important thing is you figured out what was wrong with it, and it didn't make you crazy.
Well, at least not real crazy. As when I figured out what was going on with the then the node wouldn't connect back up, and I couldn't figure out how to log into it. I couldn't find the password and username anywhere, and it's like, what the hell? And so that was when that got me on a cleaning spree. So I thought I'd written it down on a piece of paper and had it on my desk in a pile of other papers. So just one thing led to another. And then I went to check it later on, that, you know, several hours after I got it back up and running, and alas, it was all connected up again. So, still got to figure out the username and password, but not to get it going, because it is going.
So there's still an opportunity for it to drive you crazy.
Always. And you know what I didn't check? I thought this one was disconnected from the greater network this morning. I never bothered to check. Are we connected out anywhere? Anybody hearing us that's not on the 2.6?
WDHL, I hear you up on the Flint repeater.
WARCY hears you on both the Warren repeater and through my node. This morning I did not hear you through my node.
All righty, look at that. So we're working again. Hello, gentlemen. Just on my way home from work, along with Anthony here. Got the Broadcastify feed for the Mecca up and running again. Looks like this is connected again, so the only thing left is the UMP. I sent Fred a message on that. I don't know that he can bump that. I don't think he can. I think he lost the PDU, so that may have to be a physical trip to the site. Not a big deal. I just didn't have time today. Let's see. KLL, go ahead. You next, and then pass it to Don. And Don, you can pass it back to Anthony.
Yeah, WDH KLL, Greg here. I'm just on my way back from Sam's Hall, and heard you guys out there, so I just thought I'd let you know. You're coming in clear off the Flint repeater. Anthony?
Donald, go ahead, and then I'll take it after you.
Okay, Anthony, thank you. Yeah, this morning I had the node on, and there was a transmission coming out of Taylor, the city of Taylor, on my node, and I was in my bedroom, and when I walked into the living room, my desktop was on, and I heard Sean, you and Anthony conversing, and I'm going, why am I not picking you up on my node? Switched it over, and that's when I joined the conversation. But now, right now, everything seems to be working because I'm picking you up fine on both RF and on my node, and I am talking to you on my node right now. That's where I'm at. Sean? I'm sorry, Anthony.
Gee, Donald, I took care of you, and then you're just going to jump over me? What's going on, man? Yeah, Sean, I'm glad everything seems to be working, so we'll hopefully it'll continue that way. But have you checked out the weather forecast? They're talking 57 degrees on Friday. It could be quite the swing we have here.
Last I heard, they said it's going to be hitting 50. That's all I heard. But that's, and then some. That's crazy. Oh, well, Michigan. And then we'll be right back to sub-zero after that, no doubt. Oh, going by the big sign here, let's see. Mega Millions is up to 199 million. Powerball is 105 million. So there's that. And I'm just getting ready to get on the freeway here. Yeah, Anthony, it's good when I had, you know, this morning on the way into work, I thought I had three repeater projects to deal with, and now we're down to just one. So that's always all right. I've been dodging the bullet. Systems have been pretty hardy lately. Greg, go ahead. Pass it over to Donald.
All right, John. Yeah, you guys talk about that 57-degree weather. As a matter of fact, I'm out right now trying to get all my things together for my first POTA activation. I've been hunting fool. I've been hunting the guys on POTA quite a bit, but I've never activated. So I'm trying to get all my tools in the bag, so to speak, so I can go out and activate my first park, and I think I might do that Friday. Donald, back to you.
Thank you, and good luck with your first POTA. And, Anthony, I didn't mean to throw you under the bus, but I have a lot on my plate right now with some things, and my mind is not functioning 100% due to lack of sleep. But, yeah, so I'm just glad everything is back normal, working, and for the moment, and... Sean, if you get a chance, give me a call this evening when you have time. No rush, but I need to inform you about something. I can't talk about it over here. So I'm going to sign out for now. I'll let you gentlemen continue on. W8RCY, we are here for now.
Donald, don't worry about it. I was teasing you. Where's the first POTA activation going to be? Do you have a park picked out, or is that still up in the air? Let me know when it comes back around to you. Sean, I'll throw it over to you.
Yeah, get the POTAs while you can. 57, hell yeah. You're not committed. Get the heck out there. Could be weeks before you see something like that again. Might be a little mushy and wet, but sounds good. And, Donald, I'm at Mound in 696 here, so I'm about, I don't know, probably about 15 minutes out from settled. So I'll give you a call shortly after that. Anyhow, yeah, Greg, if you're going to get out, man. Y'all are getting good. W8FU.
Hey, Sean. Sorry about that.
Picked up the very end of your transmission. I think you said the Holly Rec area. That should be cool. I haven't been there in many, many years. I am pulling up into the driveway here in just a moment. So this will be my final. I will listen out. Everybody have a great afternoon. And maybe get outside a little bit before it rains, even though it's cloudy. This is KE8RUH. Have a great day.
All right, Anthony, we'll catch you later. I'm just getting off the freeway here, so I'm just a couple of minutes from home myself. Good timing. And, Greg, I don't know what happened to you, but, boy, you got pretty shaky on that last one. I heard Holly as well. But, and then I think my neck of the woods, I think you might have said. Those are about the only words I gathered out of your last transmission. Alrighty, well, I'm going to cut you loose because it sounds like you are at the end of the rope and have let go. And I'm almost home anyhow. W8FU.
All right, John, I don't know if you can hear me now, but I've been switching back and forth between the Flint and the Holly repeater. And usually Holly is good for me, but I can't get anything to go on that one today, but we're going to try and do some POTA here Friday. Seven Lakes or Holly Rock, one of the two. I've got a guy that's been doing it for a while, so he's kind of going to show me the rope. So, all right, my friend, I guess we'll talk to you later if you're out there, Sean. I'm not sure if you signed off, but WDAKLO.
Yeah, now that one was perfect. So whatever you're on now, that's working perfect for you. But the last several transmissions were really, really bad, and I barely got anything out of it. I think all we heard was Holly in one of the three transmissions. So, but what you're on now is great. All right, anyhow, but timing is good because, like I said, I'm final approaching here. Have fun. It's I don't do enough of it. I don't do hardly any, not like the other guys. Guys down here are crazy about it, a lot of them. But I don't quite get out like I should. Talk to you later. W8FU.
Hey, Sean. Talk to you later. WDAKLL clear.
Holly machine is basically death. You got to transmit onto the Flint machine and listen on Holly. ABA Y.
ABA Y. Say that again.
The Holly machine is deaf right now. There's something going on with it. You got to figure out. But the Flint machine doesn't have a transmitter, so you got to transmit into the Flint machine and listen on the Holly.
Okay, yeah, that explains what was going on. All right, I appreciate that, Lance. WDAKLO clear.
So what I'm hearing,
yeah, I
could
get into it if
I'm fight repeater
staring at the antenna with 50 watts, but. Get a couple miles up the road and it can't hear you anymore. ABA.
So what I'm hearing here is we've got a split site repeater with an odd split. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I guess Holly's on two different antennas for transmit and receive, and it shares it with the the ARS node, and that's deaf too, so something's not wrong with that antenna, I think.
Oh man, don't you just hate when you leave opening the size of a freighter for people to merge into the traffic and they don't take you up on it? God. Anyhow, and of course, as soon as you say to hell with you and start to move forward, then they get the picture. Anywho, yeah, I don't know what's going on, but like I say, it's always bad. It's always this time of year, and you probably got a receive multicoupler. If you split your antennas, you can generally run a lot of stuff on multiple antennas, on two antennas. You know, sky's almost the limit on receive. So if you got to split UHF, but you can get easily four transmitters on one transmit antenna, and then all sorts of receivers. So I'm looking to do that in the Clem. I'd like to get a multi-coupler and transmit combiner up there. Clean stuff up there and open it up for a little bit of extra panache. All right, I am I'm home. Later, W8FU.
Yeah, it happened when we were having some storms up here, so I think something happened the entire free line. Haven't been up there to look at it. It's a little hard to get up there right now, so. But anyway, there you go.
Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha. USY. KJL.
Delta Charlie.
Good evening, this is Kim, ADHJL, running out to pick up some pizza. Thought I'd throw a call sent out there if you're on your way home from work or whatever. Want to say hi, that'd be great. Otherwise, hope you have a good evening. Again, this is Kim, call sign ADHJL.
And I forgot to mention my daughter, KFATCK. She's running to get pizza with me. Hey, is that you, John? You're really, really staticky. Tough to hear you. You're barely understandable, but barely understandable is understandable. Let's go with it. Yeah, we're doing well. Wednesdays is always fun. Wednesday is pizza night for us, so always an exciting day at the household. The nice thing is I take one of the kids with me so they can run in and get it, and I can leave my lazy butt in the car. Does it absolutely revolutionize life on this planet? No. But does it prevent you from having to get out of your car in the cold or the wet or the rain or the this or the that? Yeah, absolutely. Is that worth it? Absolutely.
Last time I went diving,
I was down in Florida. I think that was probably 3 weeks ago or so when I was down there. And I haven't dove since I've been back. Winterfield Day is coming up, and unfortunately the Sea Snoopers have a pool session scheduled for the day before, Friday before, which I probably won't be able to make. I'm actually thinking about heading up to Lake Orion High School where they have open swims to get in the pool, just to get some of the guys around here in the pool. I was really hoping we'd have ice, but it's got to quit raining, you know? We get cold, and then it gets warm, and it rains, you know? So I keep hoping for ice, because I'd really like to do some ice diving. But yeah, as for Monroe, as long as it's not that sulfur spring that some weirdo on scuba board is talking about diving, I'd be up for it. I'd need a little bit of advance notice to schedule something like that. But absolutely, I'm always looking for new and interesting places to dive.
Copy that.
In the winter is looking forward to being able to do a dive. If there's no ice on the lake, it's just miserable and I don't want to do it. But if there's ice on the lake, if you make it even harder, well then I'm willing to put up with the cold and get out there. But it's got to quit raining for us to get some ice, you know. I didn't catch the detail of the ice dive you were talking about. If there's like a scheduled ice diving event, I'm not familiar with one. The only ice diving I know of is the stuff that I organize and get together. So if you know of something, let me know. And yeah, if you've got something going on in the Discord, I don't expect you to relay back and forth, Discord stuff to me. But if you can just give me a heads up, hey, we're talking about this particular date, get the details on the Discord, that would help. No one ever tags me, and I don't blame them. I'm a nobody. But nobody ever tags me, and I'm not the type of person who's just going to hang out in a Discord hoping a message that's relevant to me might go by. I think that's a complete and total waste of my time. So if there is something going on you think I'd be interested of, no obligation, but if you think of it and you want to just ping me and say, hey, go check out the Discord, then I will. It's not like I can't. I just don't spend a lot of time out there.
Yeah, I get it. There's not a whole lot of tagging, and you know, it's kind of logical to just throw out a Discord message that you know, do you want to go diving this weekend? And you know, plan from there. So I mean, that's kind of interesting, but at the same time, you know, you're doing your own thing, going to Florida and all that. So, but yeah, no, I just figured it's also easy to kind of miss and disregard the Discord, and so I figured if I see something where we're planning something to do, you know, I didn't have a problem tagging you, but I can just shoot you a text message instead and just let you know. But so the ice dive is a yearly ice dive in Lake Charlevoix in the upper northern Michigan, the lower part. In Lake Charlevoix, so if you know where that is, then I'm wasting your time. But yeah, when that ice is up, there's a shipwreck out there, and it's called the Kuka, K-U-K-A, and it's a really great ice diving dive, because we walk out about a half mile, 3/4 mile out on the ice, and we cut a hole in the ice, and run some lines, and we make sure, you know, by GPS coordinates that we're right on top of the shipwreck, and they even drop down a camera to confirm, and we try to shoot from midship, especially because this class, it starts as a class for people to get certified, but if you're already certified, you can just show up there and dive. eventually, you know, show up there and, you know, dive with us. We're all certified. And we'll cut our own hole aside away from all the recreational training students, and we will do some ice dives from there. And it's right on the Kuka, and pretty nice shipwreck. Got a couple of little small penetrations of like cargo areas and whatnot that you can get into. Every time I've been on it, I've been on tether. So I haven't seen the whole thing, but I've seen a good amount of it. Like with your cave search, you could probably dive the whole thing without, you know, you're kind of on your own at that point. So you can do whatever you want. But that's what I was going to say, is it's not a dive you can do in the summer because it's in a shipping channel. You can really only do it in ice diving, and so it's kind of a nice dive. It's very interesting. Kuka has a wild history behind it, but I'll leave it at that. This is KEAWUO over to Tim.
KEAWUO ADHJL. Yeah, I'll have to follow up with you a little more about that off the air. I'm about 90 seconds from the house bringing in hot pizza, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here. But, yeah, no, that guy sounds awesome. And even as a cave diver, I'm not the world's biggest fan. I don't need the whole half-inch rope, you know, physically attached to my harness type of thing. I give myself a little more leeway than that. But honestly, in a cave, the flow pushes me out. It's really hard to get lost. In a lake, that hole is really small, and the lake is really big. So I don't like to take too many chances when it comes to ice diving. But my favorite is to hang out with a diver who's tethered and let them deal with the line. But anyway, we'll talk more off-air, because that absolutely sounds fascinating. Whether I can do it this year or not, I'm not sure. It depends on when you guys have scheduled to do it. But maybe, like, for future planning, that sounds like an incredible dive. Well, anyway, like I said, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Thank you very much for coming back. I do appreciate it. Made my trip to pick up pizza a lot more enjoyable. Hope you have an enjoyable evening as well. This is Tim, ADHJL. I will be clear on your final.
All right, sir. Well, you have a good one. Tell the kids I said hi, and hope to see them again one of these days. And I will get with you on that for sure. So this is KEAWUO. I'll be clear of the monitoring.
KEAWUH.
WANSB
NAROZ.
Yeah, see that?